if somebody got overheated and chilled and his eyes and nose started to run, you'd say he
has a fever.
Okay, or something, a cold.
Taking a cold.
Okay. And if it begins to affect his voice, you'd say he's
you say something's wrong with his throat.
Okay, or he can hardly talk.
Oh, he's hoarse. Yeah.
And if he keeps going,
he's coughing.
Okay, and you might say, I think I'll go in and lie down. I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
Okay. you might say at 6 o'clock the alarm will go off, and I'll. When the alarm goes off, I'll
get up.
Okay, but before that, you gotta
turn off it.
Okay, when the alarm goes off, you
wake up.
Okay, and you might say, he's still sleeping, you better go
wake him.
Okay, and if the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you might say, why aren't you your medicine?
Why aren't you taking your medicine?
Okay. Patient might answer, well, I some yesterday.
I took some yesterday. Sounds like one.
And I will some more later.
I'll take some more later.
Okay. And if somebody can't hear anything at all, you'd say he's stone
deaf.
Okay. If somebody began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you'd say he really what a lot in the hot sun.
Sweat.
A kind of sore that people get, it's usually, it gets kind of big and it hurts. And a lot of times people get on the back of their neck. Oh, I guess it could be anywhere. Sometimes the doctor has to lance it open.
A boil.
A what?
A boil.
Okay. And when the doctor has to lance one open, the stuff that drains out is called?
Pus.
Okay. And if you get a blister on your hand or something like that, what would you call the liquid that forms under the skin in the blister?
Okay. Unless I've heard it, I'm just not aware of it.
Yeah. Okay. You might say a bee stung me and my hand
swole.
Okay. And it's still pretty badly
swollen.
Okay. And but if it's not infected, it probably won't
swell anymore.
Okay. If somebody in war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you'd say you have a bullet.
If it stays in there?
No, if it just goes through.
A bullet hole, I guess.
Okay, or another word for some kind of injury like that where something
a wound.
Okay. Sometimes when a wound doesn't heal clean, a white granular substance kind of forms around the edge and has to be cut out or burned out with alum. Do you have a name for that? Have you ever heard it called some kind of flesh? Have you heard it called proud flesh? Okay. If you got a little cut on your finger, you might go get something down from the medicine cabinet that's kind of reddish brown stuff and stinks bad. It's got a skull and crossbones on it usually, you know.
Mercuricone.
Okay, there's something we used to use before mercuricone. I think it stings worse.
Iodine.
What do you call the stuff that they used to give people as a tonic for malaria, or they used to give it to people in pills for a fever?
Aspirin?
What?
Aspirin?
Oh, this is stronger than that. I think it was the first real treatment for malaria that they used to have.